Presentation isn't everything. It's the only thing. You either present with power, passion, and purpose, or you present poorly. My name is Richard Peterson, known as North America's Presentation Coach. What I've just demonstrated are 6 powerful presentation opening techniques that you can add instantly to your next presentation for more impact and influence. And better yet, imagine the double take you'll get from your boss or from your coworkers when they see the secrets you have now with your new presentation power. After personally witnessing thousands of presentations in my business career over many, many years, I discovered one of the softest or weakest areas of presentation is how the presenter actually starts or opens their presentation. In many cases, I watch them fiddle and flounder around for 3 to 4 to even 5 minutes before they've actually delivered anything of value or content or what I came to hear. The opening air presentation is critical. That sets the tone and positions you as the expert and as the polished presenter. Before I get into the discovery of what those 6 techniques were, let me simulate, if I may, for a moment, a typical presentation opener that we're so familiar with so often. And it goes something like this. Good morning, everyone. My name is Richard. I'm pleased to be here. In fact, when I was first asked to speak, I was thrilled. Give me a break. What is that about? From what I can tell, many presentations open with drivel, or they just meander. Get rid of it. Follow these 6 techniques. The first technique I demonstrated was the one word open. I started, the first word that came out of my mouth was presentation. That's what I'm here to tell you about today. And I want to get right to the point. My presentation opener lasted less than 30 seconds and I only used 24 words. To open your presentation, grab my attention, arouse my curiosity. Give me what I call your impact statement, the point of your presentation. Imagine, if you will, a newspaper headline, something compelling enough that makes you want to read the article. In this case, your impact statement will be compelling enough for the audience to want to listen more. Now, when I say audience, that's my terminology. That could be a one-on-one conversation. 4 people around a table in a meeting room, could be 10 people in a seminar setting, could be 100 people and you're standing at the front of the room in front of a microphone. And yet the principles are the same. The second technique I demonstrated was what I call introduce contradiction. My opening statement was presentation isn't everything. And in fact, many of us hear quite the opposite, that presentation is everything. That was my technique of introducing contradiction through curiosity. I wanted you to wonder where I was taking that statement to help you listen. To introduce contradiction, think of it this way. Something that you'll say that is contrary to popular belief or a common phrase or expression. And it should also be very relevant to who you're speaking to or who you're making your presentation to. The third technique I introduced was, I call it name transition. I introduce myself after my impact statement and not before. Many times, especially if there are a series of presenters being introduced and you happen to be the 4th presenter, just think of the audience as their eyes are rolling back in their heads for the 4th time now as the presenter introduces himself, thanks them, and tells them how happy they are. The 4th technique I introduced was the use of alliteration. Alliteration is a stylistic device or literary technique in which successive words begin with the same consonant sound or letter. It's frequently used in poetry, but also very common in prose, particularly to highlight or draw more attention to short phrases. Now let's go back and see how I used alliteration in my opener of only 24 words. At one point I had said, you either present with power, passion, and purpose, or you present poorly. My technique was focusing on those particular words in that sequence, all starting with the letter P or having similar sounds. Let me point out 3 distinct advantages of using that as a technique. The first would be, my goal as a presenter is to be able to maintain the highest level of retention or memorability of my high point or my high impact statement in the opener that I can use later on in the presentation. It will be considerably easier for the audience to remember that phrase when I bring it up a little later in the presentation, and I can actually use it as sections. And I can also refer to it as the three P's if I wanted to identify power, passion, and purpose. I could use that as a section of my presentation to talk about all the characteristics of power. Then I can transition into the second, the characteristics of the use of passion, and finally the use of purpose, or what the point of the purpose would be. So as a presenter, our responsibility is to be able to have a very high level of control over our language, our linguistics, and the techniques to be able to maintain memorability and retention, so the audience could literally walk out into the hall after your presentation, converse with each other, and in 25 words or less, summarize the core of your presentation. The fifth technique I introduced, using simple voice inflection. My persona changed, I literally broke out of character, almost went into a rant in terms of talking about what a poor presentation could be. Many times in my experience, I find that presenters lack personality, lack any confidence, or lack any passion in what they're speaking about. Imagine my opening statement if it sounded like this. Presentation isn't everything. You either present with power, passion, and purpose, or you present poorly. Can you hear the difference? And the sixth and final technique is my favorite, the technique commonly referred to as the pause. Many presenters, in my experience, are terrified of pausing, of not filling airspace with their words. Unfortunately, when they fill the airspace with their words, those words aren't that meaningful because they're grasping for them. They're thinking of what to say. Just pause and collect. Here's the power of the pause. First, it lets the audience or the listener catch up to you or process the thought. In many cases, the presenter joins all the thoughts together, and now it's up to me as a listener to guess, was that the point? Was that the more important point? And it's always a guessing game. The pause is also a very powerful tool in terms of changing topic or transitioning to a new subject or to make your point land. For me, I'm very comfortable with the pause. Like I said, I'm very comfortable with the pause. And there you have six simple presentation opening techniques that will start to make the difference immediately for you in your next presentations. Now it's time to discuss my favorite presentation pet peeve. I often hear presenters refer to themselves as fast on their feet, or they can just wing it when it comes to a presentation. Well, in my experience, the only person that is fast on their feet is probably the person that is thinking that same thought. Presentation power is not an art, it is a science. And that means research, rehearsal, and more importantly, preparation. How many times have you witnessed a presenter that it was clear to you that that presenter wasn't that prepared? It's almost as if they were looking at the material for the first time. Chances are they have. The statement I make to participants who attend my program at the Presentation Coaching Institute is, the power of rehearsal goes like this. If you as an individual presenter rehearse your presentation out loud, real words, standing on your feet, even once, you will have an 80% advantage over other presenters because they don't rehearse. Now that we're talking about rehearsal, it's my turn now to debunk many individuals' belief of what preparation or rehearsal is. By simply scanning through your notes or your PowerPoint slides and thinking to yourself what words may come out of you, it is not preparation. It is not rehearsal at that point. From what I can tell, that's strictly wishful thinking. The powerful presenter takes the time to rehearse out loud. First of all, it tells you two things. The first thing is how prepared you really are, how well you know your material, if there are some areas that you're uncomfortable with or are awkward in transitioning to your audience. Secondly, it's a clear indication of how long your presentation will last. It's not unusual for me to be approached by a client and they're looking for some assistance and they tell me that they have a 30-minute time slot on a conference agenda or a business meeting. My first question to them is, so how long is your presentation? They're very quick to respond and say, I have a 30-minute time slot. Then I have to go back and say, well, my question was, how long is your presentation? What they've just demonstrated to me is they have no idea how long their presentation is. Have you ever witnessed a presentation where it starts off and it seems to be going along at a nice tempo, and then all of a sudden the presenter realizes that they're considerably behind schedule, they're running short of time, so what do they happen to do? They speed up, they start to race, skim over material, and it's a clear indication of a poorly prepared presenter, because first of all, they had no idea how long their presentation was, they haven't rehearsed it. Think of rehearsal the same way as an athlete would train for an event, the way a musician would practice the instrument or the passage of music, the way an actor would carefully voice their lines to be able to find out how the words come out and how they could change it or make it better. Now at this point, I know what you're thinking. Why did I decide to reveal over 20 years of presentation success now? After carefully examining the successes of personally delivering over 6,000 presentations, I know how to get this done. That's when I decided to assemble all the ingredients of presentation success that I kept as a closely guarded secret for over 20 years and created the unique Certified Master Presenter System. The presentation success ingredients are now available to you as a clear roadmap for business, sales, or even technical presentations, so you can reap the rewards and riches that you truly deserve. I have to tell you, this was not an easy road. Now your destination to success is simple and proven. And I'm Richard Peterson, known as North America's Presentation Coach. I hope you've enjoyed today's audio lesson, as it's a small step toward a series of steps that you can take to become a master presenter. To make your own blueprint for presentation mastery, be sure to visit my website, PAssociates, that's the letter P, followed by the word associates.com, and simply look for the link that says free tips. Once you're there, you'll see a series of links that'll take you to free articles, downloads, to talk about even more presentation openers, concluding techniques, and how to handle those technology disasters when sometimes the equipment just won't work. And also, don't forget, I publish a bi-monthly newsletter called Present with More Power. I have thousands of loyal subscribers in nearly 40 countries. So sign up now for your free subscription to Present with More Power and join thousands of others on their way to presentation mastery. I'm Richard Peterson, North America's presentation coach, and remember, great presentations.